This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging how a high-stakes ballot measure will appear in the state's official voter guide. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Legislators want to repeal the Gallagher Amendment, which limits residential property taxes. They say it's led to billions of dollars in budget cuts for schools and other government services. A group opposing the repeal filed a lawsuit this week claiming that its description in the Blue Book was misleading. Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen of Denver disagrees. He says the Blue Book states what's on the line clearly.
So we are exceptionally low when it comes to residential property taxes, and we need to stabilize that system. Otherwise, we do not have the ability to maintain high-quality schools.
The Blue Book will be sent out to voters in coming weeks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police arrested three people involved in a recent neighborhood protest that turned tense. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the demonstration was 1 year after police fatally shot a black teenager.
Officers stopped Devon Bailey on foot in 2019 to ask him questions about a suspected robbery. When he tried to flee, they shot him. Last month, scores of protesters gathered outside the home of one of the officers involved. This week, police arrested two people who were carrying assault-style firearms and allegedly threatening others with them at that protest. The third arrest involves the attempted theft of a cell phone. A protest organizer says multiple demonstrators were armed to protect protesters after plans were posted online for a counter-protest. The counter-protest never happened. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Fires have destroyed many homes in small towns in the West. We'll have voices from Talent, Oregon in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Also coming up, room 132, where the pandemic keeps throwing Mrs. Sutton curveballs.
There's always some challenge. This is big. This year is big. I think the unknowns are huge, and we have ideas of how we're going to handle it.
A Colorado classroom in a pandemic in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. Clear night across Colorado after a pleasant day today. Currently 69 in Denver. This is CPR News.